Hey, good evening, and we welcome you to the West Plains Civic Center for college basketball tonight on KDY. And tonight, it'll be the Grizzlies going up against the State Fair Roadrunners in Region 16 play, and the Grizzlies badly in need of a win. And we're kind of at the linchpin of the season here tonight. The Grizzlies come in at 9-11, and we've got a stretch of games where if we play well, and the fact we're playing at home helps a lot. If the Grizzlies could win their next three games, we could get back up above 500 at 12-11 at that point, because after that, we've got a stretch pretty much for the rest of the season, some very hard basketball games. But the one thing tonight that is going to be the point of concern, which it has been for the last three games, and that is scoring, because we haven't scored. We've averaged the last three road losses 52 points a game, and that's not going to be anybody. But one thing this year, the Grizzlies have been much better at home. We're 6-3 at home this season, 3-2 on a neutral court. Our problem has been through road games when we're 0-6. But the key to any basketball season, Curtis, you got to win your home ball game.
Oh, for sure. It's definitely easier to play on a court that you know you practice on every day, and you see those rims. Usually any team is going to struggle on the road. You just don't want it to be winless for the season the way we are right now. But what we've seen is the Grizzlies can score about 30 points in the first half, and then for whatever reason, there's nothing in the second half of these road games. And that's kind of why they're getting these losses built up. But at home, we're able to have about 70 points. So that's good.
Military Appreciation Night here at Civic Center, sponsored by Hurst Feed and Farm Supply. Back in 2 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Back here with Curtis Ballou, I'm Harlan Hutchison, and of course the live stream provided by the ace camera man himself over here at our far right. His name is Drew Joyce, known nationally for his work on the live stream. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups for this basketball game. First of all, for State Fair, they're 13-6 and 1-3, and coached by Matt Brown. Starting five will be Alex Gunnels, 5'11 sophomore from Kansas City. Tyson Mobley, a 6'1 freshman from Newton, Illinois. Daniel Garza is a 6'6 freshman from Chicago. Chin Hansen is a 6'10 sophomore from Chicago. And their best player is this guy, number 25, Sam Bradford. He is a 6'6 sophomore from Houston, Texas. Once again, Matt Brown is the head coach of the State Fair Roadrunners. Grizzly starting five will be Ryan Richardson, sophomore point guard from Hollywood, Florida. Ergie Hanami from Windsor, Ontario. He is a 6'4 sophomore. Sean Glass, 6'1 guard from West Monroe, Louisiana. He's a freshman. Blaine Harris, a freshman from Jackson High School, Cape Girardeau. He is 6'5", and also Lionel from Wimpa, the 6'8 sophomore from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Jared Fay is the head coach of the MSU West Plains Grizzlies. And tonight, as I said, is Military Appreciation Night. It's sponsored by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. And the Grizzlies are wearing camouflage tonight. The Grizzlies will be in camo, and the Roadrunners will be in their usual powder blue. Oh, let's see what happens. The Grizzlies, with a chance, you know, this three-game homestand really hit at a good time for the Grizzlies because we've struggled so much on the road. Now we get to come home, and where we normally shoot the basketball better. But, you know, I don't know if you looked at it, Curtis, but you look at the team statistics for each side, and it's just pretty much like mirroring each other because they shoot the ball percentage-wise about the same, 30% shooters from the three-point line, both teams. So, and both teams have kind of struggled shooting the basketball percentages overall, like in the low 40s. So, figures to be another low-scoring game.
Well, and you always like to get some home cooking, so maybe the Grizzlies will be able to get things back on track here with a home win.
Tip one by the Grizzlies in this basketball game is underway with Ryan Richardson in the right corner. Tries to turn to the middle, hook pass to the far corner. Blaine Harris out to the point. Ryan, three ball. It's good, and that's a good start.
Can't ask for a better start there.
Something about that first shot going in. Always kind of perks things up. Out on the side, here's Sam Bradford. Boy, he is a load, and Blaine Harris has to switch off. Bradford has it in the right corner. Shoots a three from deep in the corner. Shoots an air ball. It was a 20-footer. It went 23. Now the other way. Here's Ryan Richardson. Keeps the dribble alive. Drives the lane. All the way to the corner. Now Blaine, three is in the air. Good! It's 6-0. One minute in, the Grizzlies have a 6-0 lead. Garza has it on the left side for the Roadrunners. They have it out high now with Chin Hansen. The shot is a brick off the back iron. No good. And here come the Grizzlies with a chance to add on. Man, when they're down, now's when you got to, pardon the expression, kick them. Ryan Richardson, point, high pass across, underneath. Kamunda lays it up and good on a good diagonal play. And a timeout, and the Grizzlies have started on fire here in the first minute and a half. They have an 8-0 lead on State Fair. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a hospital.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
1 minute, 35 seconds into the game, the Grizzlies have an 8-0 lead. State Fair with the basketball. They call that last timeout. Here's a pull-up left elbow fall away is good, and I guess whatever was said was pertinent. Alex Gunnels with the first basket for the Roadrunners, and it's an 8-2 ball game. Richardson goes left baseline, gets cut off, spins back to his left, ball knocked away from behind, picked up back out front. Now they'll reset with 16 on the shot clock. Hook pass in, Kamwemba tries to pass underneath, ball deflected away out of bounds with 11 on the shot clock. 8-2 Grizzlies, they'll have a crack at it here with plenty of time. From underneath, here's the inbound play. Ryan Waite lobs it out front to Urji Hanami, who hasn't been scoring much lately. Puts it on the floor, hand checked, down the lane, puts it up off the glass, no good. Tipped out by Lionel, kept it alive, good work. And Lionel keeps it, and the Grizzlies do too.
Great job by Lionel there to hustle and keep that board.
Ryan Richardson crossover dribble, steps back at the right point with the left hand behind the back, ball knocked away, and it's loose on the deck. It'll be tied up. Grizzlies get it back with Blaine Harris. Five on the shot clock. Sean Glass, 17-footer, won't fall. Rebound is going to be picked up by the Roadrunners and controlled by Mosa Asagi. Coming off the bench, crossover dribble. Here's Gunnell's pull-up, 10-foot shot off the front of the rim. No good, picked up by Ryan Richardson. Grizzlies in the green. Camouflage going from right to left. Now ball kicked out of bounds. And we'll have a holding foul call against State Fair at 17-12. First foul of the ball game is on Alex Gunnels for the Roadrunners.
If we can get him in foul trouble, that'll probably be good. I remember him being a thorn in our side from last year.
Well, he is, I think, of all the guys they've got left, he is their only point guard. I mean, strictly a point guard. Back to play. Grizzlies have it. 3 minutes in. 8-2 ball game. Ryan Richardson from Hollywood, Florida on the right sideline. Goes baseline, turns back. Gets it outside. Sean Glass guarded by Gunnels. And that's a good matchup for Sean with Gunnels on him. Crossover takes it to the rim. Now, oh, he dished it and threw it right to a Roadrunner. Gunnels back the other way off the turnover. Lays it up too hard. Rebound is going to be tied up. Jump ball should be State Fair ball.
Great job there by Ryan to challenge, though, and make that a tough shot. That's what we needed there. And it's actually Grizzly ball, Harlan.
Oh, it is. They didn't change the arrow, or they changed it too fast, maybe. That's my excuse. Okay, back to play. It's Blaine Harris to the point. Urji has it. Has a high screen, nothing to do. Now puts it on the floor all the way. Right-hand scoop shot is good as he went around the defense and laid it in soft for the bucket. And now turnover at midcourt, and the Grizzlies get it back. Richardson down the key, back outside, Sean Glass. 10-2 score, Grizzlies by 8 with a chance to make it double digits right here. Take it to the hole, Sean Glass. Gets a high screen. Bounce pass in. Kamwemba goes up, traveled with the basketball before he caught the charge with a charge.
Lionel must have thought he was closer to the bucket than he was and didn't want to dribble.
That was not the best place to give Lionel the basketball to begin with. Throwing him a bounce pass going toward the basket inside around 15 feet from it. Not much going to happen there. Meanwhile, at the other end, here's the Roadrunner. Step-through shot blocked away defensively. Great play by Ethan Smith. Just in the ballgame, Grizzlies get it. Out front will reset the offense. Second turnover on State Fair. 10-2 game. Richardson, top of the circle, left corner. Ethan's going to shoot the three, and it's good.
He had a sweet jumper there.
He's made a few of them lately. He gets... You know, players develop at different rates. Ethan has taken a while, but you got to like what you see so far. 13-2 Grizzlies on the low block. Lean-in shot up and no good. And a foul will be called, and Chin Hansen at 6'10 will go to the line. Evidently, Blaine Harris' face got in the way of Chin's elbow. And we got a timeout with 15-18 to go with the first half. Matt Brown exasperated on the State Fair sideline, but there's a lot of time left. 15-18 to go in the first half. 13-2, the Grizzlies with the lead. Back in a minute on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
What a good start, 15-18 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies with a 13-3 lead. Ken Hansen is the free throw shooter, and he makes two to make it 13-4. Ken Hansen, 6'10", sophomore from Chicago. Grizzlies on offense with Urji Hanami. Picked up by Garza. Crossover on the left wing. Richardson has it. Bounce pass left corner. Ethan dribbles to the left elbow. Backs down. Leans in. Ball knocked away. Picked back up. Back to the corner. Tipped out of bounds by State Fair with four on the shot clock. So it'll be Grizzly basketball. Ernest Grayer, the lead official of this bunch, will give the ball to Richardson. Now here's the shot from the point for a three. No good. Ball is going to be tipped over, out of bounds, last touch by MSU West Plains. Riley Whitaker from Calico Rock is in the game for the Grizzlies. And Javian Downey from Canada. Never played hockey. Alex Gunnels in the right corner. Here's pass back out front. They'll reset. Just waiting for Bradford to get involved. Fall away, 17-foot shot, no good. Rebound, Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies. And keeping them to one shot is a good thing. Down the lane all the way. Here's a drive by Javian. Slapped out of bounds by John Brantner. And he came in the game during the before the last time out. 6'5 sophomore from Cape Girardeau. Javian Downey, Sean Glass at the guards with Riley Whitaker. And now in the ball game is Jalen Heisman. He's getting a lot more playing time here in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Sean Glass on the left wing, shoot a three. It's an air ball picked up inside, and no good by Jalen Heisman, but a foul will be called inside.
And not on the shot as it was on the rebound.
Garza will get called for his first foul. Jalen is listed. Jalen Heisman is listed 6'6". With that hair, he looks about 6'9". Here's the inbound play. Ethan Smith in the corner. Plenty of time. Javian Downey off the screen. Couldn't get the shot away. Ethan Smith, left point. Hook pass down low. And Heisman goes up with the shot, partially blocked by Brantner. And now the Roadrunners come back. And Brantner shoots a three, and it's short. No good. Ball tips across. Picked up, though, by the Runners. 50-50 ball. They got it. They get the shot inside, and it's good.
That's what happens when you give up an offensive rebound. But we've been pretty good about that tonight, so you can let them have one.
Mosa Asagi with the basket, 13-6. Grizzlies with it, 7-point lead. Led by as many as 11. Riley Whitaker. Outside, Javian Downey, right point. Jalen Heisman. Bounce pass to Riley. Down the key. Cut off. Baseline. Lean. Shoots. Off the rim. Tipped up. No good. Rebound. Heisman goes up. No good. But he'll go to the line because he got fouled. That's the kind of stuff that a guy like Jalen Heisman and Jareel Tomlinson and Ethan Smith coming off the bench especially can really bring you. And we're going to get Lionel Kamwimba back at the ballgame.
Yeah, Jalen showed some great hustle there, just not giving up on the ball.
Jalen Heisman, free throw, it's good. First foul call on Chin Henson for State Fair. Third team foul on the Runners. Next free throw, too hard. Rebound long, picked up by Gunnels. Here comes State Fair. They trail it 14-6. Brantner on the right wing gets a high screen left. Pull-up shot for two is off the back iron. Rebound tipped over. Picked up good position by the Grizzlies on the inside that time. Downey comes away with it. Down the key. Puts up a runner off the side iron. No good. Ball is tipped and controlled finally by the Roadrunners. Front court. Left point Gunnels. Crossover dribble. Cut off by Heisman. He's guarding a smaller player and keeping up with him. Down the key, Gunnels cut off again. Now at the point, open shot for a three, way off the mark. Kamwimba comes away with it. And Sean Glass has the basketball up the right sideline. At the point, left-hand layup on the run. Good, Sean, cutting down the left side of the key.
That was a nifty move to switch to the left-hand layup there.
Seven players have scored for the Grizzlies here in the early going. 16-6, 12-12 to go in the half. Brantner bounce pass across. Get it over to Moussa Asagi. He'll dribble down, crossover dribble, down the key, goes up, high off board, spins off the rim, no good, like one of my putts, and the ball comes down in the hands of Riley Whitaker.
Great job there by the Grizzlies to get a rebound and challenge that shot as well.
Sean Glass has it out front. They get the switch, bounce pass over, gives it back to Sean. Sean step through, follow away, 13, footer is good! 18-6, Grizzlies. Blaine Harris will check in at the next stop. High screen, pull up, Gunnels, 15-footer is off the front iron, won't fall. And the Grizzlies come away with it. I'm trying to remember, have they had an offensive rebound yet? I don't think they have.
They've had one that I know of.
Posting up inside, down the low block, Lionel Kamwimba bounces back outside. Glass, three, right point, no good. Rebound is tipped across. They went over the back of Jalen to get the ball that time and come away with it at the right point, left point now. Kick it to the right corner. Open shot for a three. It's off the mark, but the rebound is pulled down by Brandner. He gets it in the lane. Seven-footer won't go. And the Grizzlies will get the rebound with Sean Glass. Glass front court on the left. Bounce pass out. Jalen Hyson. On the wing. Boy, we're standing around a lot. Downey, lob pass inside the lane. Here's Kamwimba with the catch. The shot, no good, foul on the play, and he'll shoot two with 10:30 to go in the half.
I like to see Lionel be aggressive right there like he was.
We'll get timeout call by someone. This may be, it's the media timeout. 10:30 to play in the first half. 18-6, Grizzlies lead the Roadrunners. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
10:30 to go in the first half. Good start for the Grizzlies tonight, Curtis.
Yeah, you really can't ask for a better start. They're on a little bit of a skid. And being up by 12 halfway through the first half, that's the way to do it.
All right, it'll be Lionel Kamwimba, free throw line. Grizzlies one out of two from the line so far. Lionel's first try is good.
Lionel is one of the best free throw shooting big men that we, or I, have seen.
Oh, and 14th year, he's as good as anybody that size we've ever had that I've seen. Here's the next one, no good. One out of two, 19-6. And in the front court, here's Moussa Asagi to the right point. It's Gunnels picked up by Urgy. On the left side, Brantner's step through. Light layup is good. The 6'5 kid off the bench, John Brantner, with his first basket. He's from Cape Girardeau. He may know Blaine Harris. Out front, on the left side, Ryan Richardson. He's picked up by Asagi. Now he'll move over and they'll get a switch. They'll get Malik Ndaya guarding him now. In the lane, Here's Ergy, step through, right hand layup, no good, put back, and good by Lionel Kapwimba.
Great job to stay with it and get an offensive board there.
If anyone's getting offensive rebounds, it's the Grizzlies so far, 21-8. Right baseline. They'll step back and shoot a three, and that's good.
I believe that's their first three of the night.
That it is. And speaking of that, at the end of all this, we've got our Donzato Service player of the game and our First Beat Farm Supply sharpshooter of the night for the Grizzlies. Here's Richardson. Wide open three on the left wing. No good. Ball is rebounded by Lionel inside. Back out to the point. And we'll reset with 20 on the shot clock. Ergy, left corner, no look pass. In the corner, a shot for a three is no good. Rebounded by Sean Glass. We're getting all the offensive rebounds. Left side, Ryan, wide open three. That's way off the mark.
We're all looking a little bit sluggish right there. Nobody was really moving around for either side.
It's like their shoes were glued to the floor. 21-11. Out high, Gunnels bounce pass across. Brantner will have to step back, get it to the right corner. Drive on the baseline, step through, right-hand shot high off the board, and good by Malik Ndaya. 21-13. So that 11-point early lead is down to 8. Blaine Harris, right elbow, steps through, goes up, got swatted away, out of bounds, and it'll be Grizzly basketball.
Brantner's had a couple blocks like that tonight so far. Might ought to make a note of that.
Ergy, Hanami, Ethan Smith, Sean Glass, Blaine Harris, and Ryan Richardson make up the Grizzly five right now. Here's the inbound with Sean Glass throwing it in on the far side. Gets it into Ergy Hanami. 8 minutes left, first half. Ryan Richardson spins around. The defense goes up inside. No good. Tipped out of bounds by the Roadrunners. And we'll get 20 on the shot clock. Another media timeout. 7:55 to go, first half. Grizzlies 21, Roadrunners 13. Back in a minute on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
7:55 left in the first half. The Grizzlies off to a great start tonight. They lead it by 8, 21-13. And Curtis, you say, well, what's the difference in this and maybe some of the other games? State Fair does not play the smothering kind of defense that we've seen from teams like Moberly and at times Mineral Area and Three Rivers.
It's been way different defense that we've faced, and we've taken advantage of it so far, and we've also been getting offensive rebounds and limited theirs.
Inbound play, Ethan Smith dribbles out front. Gets it to Javian Downey back of the game, and he dribbles in, and he'll be blocked on the play, and the foul on Malik Ndaya. And that'll be his first foul. That should be, no, not quite. That's only the 15th foul, and Grizzlies play it from underneath. Backdoor pass, give it back, and Richardson is out of bounds. He threw it back door to Blaine, who threw it right back to Ryan, but he should have waited one count because Ryan was not established inbounds yet. Only the second turnover on the Grizzlies. Out front, Bradford, crossover dribble, spin to the middle, hangs and shoots, and no good. Tip out, and that'll be picked up by Gunnels down the wing. This is Brandner. Holds, gets a screen right, goes that way, pulls up, open shot for a three is good.
I believe Grintner's had the most impact for their team tonight, and I expected it to be Gunnels, but Grintner's had 5 points and a couple blocks at least.
Well, 25, Branford. Wait till he gets going. Here's the ball tipped out. Oh, and they stepped out of bounds, so no turnover on the play. The Grizzlies, it seems like this half has gone on. We're just kind of slowing down a little bit. We're just not moving like we were right at the outset, kind of
losing a little bit of the aggressiveness we had early on.
Inbound play. JV and Downey will throw it in. Lob it out front to Urgy. Up fake, puts it on the deck. All the way to the hole, goes up. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Grizzlies. Last night in the high school game between Parkview and West Plains, that play would be a foul 99 out of 100 times. Over here in this game tonight, your basketball. Down the key all the way. Ryan all the way. Lays it up and good. That was a really athletic drive that time.
That was a nice double clutch.
Rye's got five down the front court of the right point. Right wing shot for three is good. Knocked in by Ndaya. He has five now. You know, here's the thing. We got off to a great start, but you know this thing is going to tighten up and be hard to win before it's over with. Left corner, down the wing. Harris curls over, pushes off. 13-foot shot off the lip of the rim, no good. Slapped out, picked up by Plain. Grizzlies keep it. I don't know how many offensive rebounds we've got.
At least 10, I'd say.
It's a four-point game, though, 23-19. All the way down, double team, hanging off the glass, no good. Tipped up off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be picked up by State Fair. They've got a chance to cut this to a one-possession game now. Brandner out front. Bradford has it. Left corner open. Three, short, air ball, picked up by Blaine Harris. Richardson has it with a couple of subs, three of them waiting to come in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. 23-19, 5:30 to go in the first half. Ryan Richardson dribbles over, picks up the dribble, now out to Ethan Smith. Gets it over, Urgy Hanami. Cut off nicely. Gunnels, pull up, 15-foot jumper, and that's an air ball. Would have been a shot clock violation. At the right point, Gunnels has it. Over on the left side, Branzer. He has a screen, puts it on the floor, drives in, hook pass across, threw it out of bounds, turnover, Roadrunners, their third of the ball game with 5:01 to play in the half.
Jalen Heisen, Jonathan White, and Lionel into the game. Ethan Smith, Urgy, and JV and Downey out.
So in the backcourt, Blaine Harris will throw it in. And Sean Glass over the right side. Bounce pass over to Blaine, left corner. Jonathan is wide open for a three, and it's good.
That's what we needed to kind of stop that State Fair run, as they had it to within four and we're back up seven.
We need to get some stops. Branford down the lane. Cut off. Shoots. Forced the shot off the side iron. Rebound by Lionel Kimwimba for the Grizzlies. Bradford had 31 against Moberly. Jonathan White to the right corner. Sean Glass. Screen. Steps across. Down the lane. Hang shoots left hand off the board. Good! Foul the play and the basket counts, and one of the best bucketed ones of the season. Sean Glass with the left hand off the glass gets the bucket and the foul.
Falling away and falling down. Very acrobatic there.
Sean Glass will go to the line and shoot one. He's got 6 points. A kid that is going to be awfully good. And here's the free throw. No good. Jalen Heisen over the back for the rebound. And he's called for his first foul of the ball game.
And the first over the back in how many games?
Well, yeah, there's few and far between. You'll see one of those before you'll see 3 seconds, though. In the right corner, catch and shoot for a three. It's in and out. Rebound, Jalen Heisen. he can really jump. Bad pass on the transition, stolen by State Fair. Long pass up ahead. Here's Bradford. Drives, lays it up, and good. So Sam Bradford gets his first basket to make it 28-21 with 3:40 to go in the first half. Riley Whitaker on the left side, Jonathan White. He has a much bigger guy on him. To the baseline and a trip, and a foul is going to be called. That'll put the Grizzlies on the free throw line with 3:28 to go in the half. Garza gets the foul for the State Fair Roadrunners. Timeout. 3:28 to go in the first half. 28-21. Grizzlies by 7. Back in a minute on KDY.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
3:28 to go in the first half. Grizzlies have a 28-21 lead. Had an early lead of 11, and that is now at 7. Free throw shooter Jonathan White for the Grizzlies, and he'll have the 1-1. And it's no good. Rebound spins out. Riley Whitaker gets it, and the Grizzlies will control and have possession with 3:23 to go.
And this was created by Jalen Heisen getting his hand in there and knocking it away from a State Fair player.
High screen. Ball nearly lost. Picked up by Kamwimba. Drives lane all the way. Lays it up and good. And Lionel with one of the most aggressive moves I've seen in 2 years.
I was not expecting that whatsoever out of him.
30-21. Over at the left on the point, down the key, all the way in, drive foul on the shot by Osagi. And that will be against who?
Heisen, I believe.
Jalen Heisen, second foul.
Yeah. Jalen is one of the probably most athletic players, probably next to Jaden Roach on this team.
Free throw, first try, spins up, no good. That's only the third foul on the Grizzlies this half. And Jalen's got two of them. Sean Glass out, Jalen Heisen out. And free throw, good on the second try. One out of two for Mosa Asagi. He has 6 points. Full court pressure now, up the left side. White, left baseline, up and under. And the shot blocked from behind from Kamwimba, but Lionel chases it down. And we hold on to it and get a fresh block.
Lionel is usually good at hustling, but this is the most I've seen out of him in a long time.
Ryan Richardson out front, crossover, free throw, left elbow, kicks it out on the wing. Here's a three, no good. Rebound, though, Grizzlies get it again, and we'll reset with Jonathan White. Ergy, baseline, takes it all away, hangs and shoots, and got fouled, and he'll shoot two. With 2:14 to go, we may set a record for offensive rebound differential in a half. That foul will be on Ndaya. That'll be his second foul for State Fair. First free throw try. Good by Ergy Hunami, who of all the kids that I've seen play here in 14 seasons, he has as good a disposition as any of them. He's such a delightful young fella. Here's the next try. No good. Rebound comes off. Bradford has it. And State Fair will come back. 31-22, 9-point game. Bradford 3 at the left point. That is good. It hit the lip of the rim, popped up in the air, and just fell in. Bradford's got 5. 31-25. Riley Whitaker. Down the key. Pump fake inside. Ergy puts it off the board. No good. Bad break. And now Jonathan White gets the offensive rebound. Ryan Richardson at the point. Down the key. All the way to the hole. That's the way. Lays it up right hand. Good. And Gunnels. Oh, Alex Gunnels is hobbling. The point guard for State Fair. And he's coming out of the ballgame. And he is in some very obvious discomfort. Carrie Elrod's at the far end of the court looking down saying, somebody hurt, and here she comes. Boy, the bad thing about that is those sprained ankles, the longer you're off of them, the more they're going to swell.
Yeah.
Here we go, back to play, though. Branzer will have out front. He's going to be essentially their point guard for right now, it looks like. High screen, knocked away, almost stolen. Branzer gets it. And now Bradford around a screen on the left wing. Fires a long one for three. Good. Bradford with a pair of threes now has 8 points. And somebody got warned about running their mouth after the shot. 33-28.
Oh, it's
Or did we have something on the floor?
I think it's
blood.
Brantner's bleeding around his knee, maybe?
Well, if he is, he's got to come out of the ballgame.
Well, they're letting him wipe it up and knock him out so far.
Now, Carrie Elrod's down there tending to an ankle, and now they tell her, need to clean this kid up.
So now he is coming out of the game, and Andaya looks to be coming, no? Checking the timeout.
Ah, we'll get a timeout. 1:13 to go in the
maybe?
First half.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, let's throw it in right now. Because about all the State Fair kids have gone to the bench.
We've not called anything.
Well, now they're not going to call a timeout. Okay.
All righty.
Oh, they're just killing time so we can get back in the ball game.
Odd sequence.
All right. 33-28. Grizzlies have the ball. Clock running again. Right side, Richardson, pressure on the ball to the left point, Hanami. Left corner, Jonathan White. Back outside to Ryan with 14 on the shot clock, 55 game clock. Richardson in the corner. Over the top, out of bounds into row three over here on this side. Turnover. Grizzlies, worst one of the night right there, 33-28. Just a hook pass with the offhand over the top and into the low section. Pass inside Garza. Open. Shoots off the back iron. Won't fall. Ball out of bounds. Touch last by the Grizzlies. With 39.6 to go. And Ryan Richardson started out. Now he comes back in and Riley Whitaker is out of the ball game for the Grizzlies. Ethan Smith is in. Lob pass out front. Ball stolen. Jonathan White. Takes off to the other end all the way. Hangs, shoots, scores, and you're not going to beat him to the other end of the floor.
He is way too quick for that.
Big play, 35-28. 27 seconds. Bradford puts it on the floor, and a blocking foul, hand check foul. Boy, Bradford's a load. I mean, he is. He is 6'6". I bet he goes 240
at least.
Ryan Richardson got called for the blocking foul. His first, 22.9 left in the first half. 35-28, Grizzlies by 7. They've led the entire game. Inbound play out front. On the left wing, Garza dribbles in. Now forces a 17-footer, spins off. Rebound to Ergy Hanami. We can get the last shot of the half. So they'll flatten out, probably go four low, and just let Ryan go one-on-one. They do. Here he goes down the key all the way. Goes up, got blocked, got fouled, and he'll shoot two with 2.4 to go in the half.
Boy, on that steal, Jonathan White sure looked like a defensive back there going on a streak there. Didn't he, Harlan? Not to you. All right, just in my eyes, I guess. Okay.
Ryan Richardson at the line. Second foul called on Chin Hansen. First one is good. Make your point again, real quick. Say that again.
Jonathan White.
Yeah.
On the inbound pass that he stole.
Yeah.
Looked like a defensive back. Kind of. Okay. Yeah. No. All right.
I'll lean a little more that way. Next one, no good. And the rebound to the Roadrunners with time expiring in the first half. And the Grizzlies, really a pretty good first half.
Yeah.
And enjoy an 8-point lead, 36-28. We'll take time out here. And up next, it's Grizzly Halftime, brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. Will return in 2 minutes on KDY.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University, West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
At halftime, it's 36-28. The Grizzlies with an 8-point lead. Their biggest lead of the first half was 11 points, and that was when it was 13-2. And State Fair cut it down, I think, to 4 was the lowest number they had, or cut the lead down to its lowest at that point.
Yeah.
But the Grizzlies have an 8-point lead here at the break, and the scoring in the first half, the Grizzlies were led by Ryan Richardson, who had 8 points. Lionel Kamwemba was the second leading scorer, and Lionel had one of his best halves in a long time. He had 7 points, but he probably led in the offensive rebound category just because he got so many loose basketball.
Yeah, I really liked what I saw from Lionel there. I mean, we always talk about his hustle. He's one of the kids that always hustle. But it just kind of ended up being his half, at least, with the finding those rebounds and things like that. It's really good to see out of him. And then he had that dribble drive and ended up with a basket there. I don't think anybody in this building really expected to see that. So it's good to see not him only getting rebounds, but to see up in the box score as well.
36-28. State Bears bench has outscored the Grizzly bench 16-9. And they've got some pretty good contributions from Mosa Asagi. He has 6 points. John Brander off the bench. He was their first guy off the bench tonight. He had 5 in the first half. Leading scorer is Sam Bradford. The 6'6 sophomore from Houston, Texas has 8 points at the half. And he really didn't get that involved in the first half. It was just like he was just kind of biding his time and waiting. for the game to kind of tighten up and then start taking some shots. But we'll have him to contend with in the second half. And even if we come out, Curtis, and start the second half like we started the first half and are able to stretch it out to a, you know, a 12, 14-point lead, if we're able to do that, this game is still probably going to tighten up a lot by the time we get down toward the end, because it's like Jared Fay said the other night after the game. He said all of our region games, for the most part, are going to be low-scoring type games where the score is probably going to be anywhere from the high 50s into the 60s. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the way that you expect the game to end up. Right now we're in pretty good shape, but, I mean, there's a lot of basketball to go.
Yeah, there is a whole 20 minutes of it, to be exact, we hope. I mean, we've had some double overtime games already this season, so only time will tell. But it does seem to be the trend this season where no matter who has the lead at halftime, even if they do extend coming out of the locker room, they do get tight near the end, even if no matter how big the lead is. I think we've seen some leads as big as 12, 15, and it still end up being a three-point game there at the end. So nothing is really out of the realm of possibility at this point.
Both teams threw the ball away four times in the first half. The Grizzlies were a woeful 4 out of 10 from the free throw line in the first half. And State Fair was 3 out of 4. It is halftime. Grizzly halftime continues here in just a couple of minutes. 36-28. Grizzlies lead the State Fair Roadrunners. Back in 2 minutes on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, Kids Craft Days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Speed and Fun Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on soul.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
The Roadrunners come out to warm up to start the second half. The first thing that I was looking for was to see, number one, if Alex Gunnels, the sophomore point guard for State Fair, was out there. He is. And to see if he was limping very badly, and he is. I'd be surprised if he does much in the second half at all, because he looks a little...
I haven't played high-level basketball, but I have sprained my ankle in basketball, and it's hard to continue at any type of high level once you do that. So it's really just when you just kind of got to wait out a little bit.
That sucker will be swelled up and sore in the morning, guaranteed. So you may as well do what you can on it today, because you're not going to do anything next couple of days.
No, but he's already heading back to the locker room.
So, 36-28, we get ready for the second half. The Grizzlies will be here again next Wednesday, and our friends from Poplar Bluff will be here, the Three Rivers Raiders. They put it on us down there in in Poplar Bluff. We'll see if we can return the favor next Wednesday night. Raiders have a big front line. And then a week from tonight, we'll be here against St. Louis. Now, when we got started tonight, I said we're 9-11, and what we really, really need to kind of get over the hump and maybe turn the corner a little bit with this season is to put together a home win streak. And we can do that because we've played so much better at home, 6-3 for the year so far. But this is a winnable game tonight. We'll have Three Rivers next Wednesday night, and playing them here, that gives us a much better shot. And then St. Louis a week from tonight, normally a team that we've done pretty well against in the past. So if you're able to put those three wins together, that takes you from 9-11. That would take you to 12-11 and put you in a lot better position, because all these games, the last 5 weeks of the season, are going to be very hard, especially in they're about all Region 16 games, but we still got several road games to go. You just got to win as many home games as you can.
Yeah, you really got to take advantage of your home court and really minimize how road games affect you. It's really, I think, tough to see a winning record with road games, but you want to be at least close to 500, and you can call that pretty successful.
If along the way, between now and the end of the regular season, if we could win one or two road games and still win the great majority of our home games, we'd be in pretty good shape in the region standings. It may not get you out of the play-in game, but you'll have a chance at least of maybe not having to play in it. But as it stands, Moberly's the only team that's really in the standings, set themselves apart from everybody else. They're 18-3, and they don't have, I don't think they have a loss in region play yet. But the other four teams, it's pretty much a scramble, and Moberly's had tight games with other teams in the region so far. So, you know, anything can happen on the proverbial given night. Anybody can beat anybody. But we'll see what happens. But you can't worry about everybody else. You just got to worry about yourself.
Yeah, you just got to do what you can do and kind of control what you can control and put your best effort in the games that you have.
All right, we're getting close to the second half of play. Again, at the end, we'll have our Don's Auto Service Grizzly Player of the Game, and we'll also have our Hirschfeed and Farm Supply Grizzly Sharpshooter Award to the guy that knocks down the most threes in the ball game. And speaking of that, I see John Williams over there. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply is sponsoring tonight's Military Appreciation Night. That's the Grizzlies. Do not adjust you. If you're just starting to watch the stream, you see the Grizzlies outfits. Do not adjust the color on your screen because they are wearing camo. So we're getting close to the second half. I want to say hi to my mom. I haven't done that very often. And she listens to every ball game. So hello, Mom.
Hi, Harlan's mom.
She's a dandy. Anyway, we have the second half. 2 minutes away, and we'll do that coming back after the break. With the score of the Grizzlies 36 and the Roadrunners 28. And we're back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Howdy everybody, Dan in the Weather Center with the weather update. Hope you enjoyed your Saturday and you were able to check out the Bridal and Event Expo at the West Plains Civic Center today. Tonight's low, though, looks like just below freezing, around 31 degrees. Tomorrow's high 42, cloudy once again with a low of 24. Monday's looking sunny with a high of 47. You can find more details on all of that by going online to OzarkRadioNews.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
And the second half is underway. Starts with a turnover. The Grizzlies have it all the way to the hoop. Right-handed dunk missed by Urgy. Got it back, got it outside. Now at the left point, right point. I've seen more dunks missed this year than any other year I've seen. At the point, Ryan Richardson with 10 on the shot clock. Drifts over, picked up by Bradford, shoots a three way off the mark. Rebound, now they'll kick it out. Bradford outruns everybody down the floor. Right-hand layup good. Sometimes we just have no movement on offense. And that was the case that time. Here's Urgy out front. Crossover. Dribbles down the key. Puts it up high off the board. No good. Rebound to the Roadrunners up the left sideline. They come back with Asagi with a shot from the left wing. No good. Ball tipped over out of bounds. Last touch by the Roadrunners. Grizzly basketball. Matt Brown disagrees. The head coach of State Fair. Taking there for a minute. Matt was trying to get a technical foul. Ernest Greer is not going to give him a technical foul. He's too nice. Ryan Richardson to the right corner for the Grizzlies. 36-30, Grizzlies by 6. Down the key. In. Laying it up. No good. Rebound. Final, and he'll be fouled on the play. I'll tell you one thing that was talked about at halftime, and that's playing tougher.
Yeah.
And you can just kind of get that sense as State Fair comes out here. That's third foul call, by the way, on State Fair's Chin Hansen, the 6'10 kid from Chicago. Here's the inbound play. They get it into Lionel. Lionel curls over the top. How's that not a foul? Good grief. And Hansen just got his fourth foul on that play.
Great job by Lionel to draw it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he was aggressive, and he was either looking to score or pass it off, and
I don't care what league you play in. When a guy gets halfway around you and you wrap your arm around his neck and his upper body to slow him down, you're probably going to get a foul call there. And the fourth on him, so he, we're not going to see much of him for a while. Malik and then Dia will come in the ball game, and Dia comes in the ball game. Grizzlies with the ball. Richardson baseline, kicks it far corner. Blaine with a three, no good, short ball comes off on the deck, picked up by Hanami. Timeout call, Grizzlies. Oh, no, it's out of bounds. I thought he got timeout call, but he didn't. 36-30, back comes State Fair. Gunnels is in the ball game, handling the ball out front, moving pretty good right now. Kick it to the left corner to Bradford, picked up by Ryan Richardson. Down the lane, Garza goes up, shot, lost it on the way up, picked up inside by State Fair. They keep control. Now one bounce, Bradford goes up, flips it off the board, won't fall. And picked up again by State Fair. And now a foul will be called on the Grizzlies. Well, that looked just like the first half down here at this end, only it was the Grizzlies getting all the rebounds.
Yeah. Lionel did great there to challenge those shots, though. Just wasn't able to grab the board. And I don't know. They called a foul on him. I don't know too much what was there. It looked like he's pretty good, but maybe those are biased eyes.
Sam Bradford, free throw. First try, good. St. Louis Rams had a Sam Bradford for a quarterback years ago. Next try, and it is good. It's a four-point game now. We've played 2 minutes. Grizzlies haven't scored here in the second half, and their lead is down to four. Right corner, Sean Glass. Wraparound pass, low block. Kumwimba, double team. Out to the left point, Ryan Richardson. Crossover, drives to the baseline. Wraparound bad pass, stolen. And taken away by Gunnels. Fifth turnover on the Grizzlies, stolen right back. Grizzlies have it, 5-on-2. Alley-oop, and too high, turned over. Now back comes State Fair the other way. And that is a two-handed dunk and a timeout. And Jared Fay, I mean, he is tongue-lashing one of the officials. 17-19 to play, and a timeout called, and it'll be a minute timeout. Back in a minute on KDY.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
State Fair has scored the only 6 points of this second half, and now the Grizzlies have the ball up by only 2, 36-34. Jonathan White is in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. He's out there with Blaine Harris, Urgi Hanami, Lionel Kumwimba, and Sean Glass. Looking for a combination that can score. There's another bad pass and a loose basketball on the deck picked up by State Fair. Boy, we come out so flat after the half sometimes, and we have come out flat in this one. Outside left side, Brantford on the dribble. Puts it on the deck down the right side of the key. Leans in on Lionel. Shoots, misses. Rebound tipped over. Blaine Harris gets the rebound. We're going to see Bradford shooting the ball a lot more this half, I bet. Glass down the key. Cut off. Bounce. Bad pass outside. Stolen by Garza. And he stepped out of bounds and turns the ball back over.
That is a good break for the Grizzlies there.
JV and Downey will come in for Sean Glass. Grizzlies have 4 turnovers in the first half in 20 minutes. We've got 4 turnovers in the first 3.5 minutes of this half.
That's rough.
Inbound play, Blaine Harris inbounds, Jonathan White. Left corner for the Grizzlies in the green and white tonight. Jonathan gets it over to Urgi Hanami. Downey splits the D all the way, lays it up and good, and that's one thing he can do is get to the basket. Javian Downey. First basket for him tonight. 38-34. Out at the point on the left wing. Gunnels gets a moving screen. No call on that, though. At the point, now they'll move it back outside with Asagi. Drives the lane, puts it high off the board and good. Go ahead.
That was good defense by Archie there. Hands up, no foul. Just a better shot by the offensive player.
38-36. Downey to the point, Jonathan White dribbles to the right baseline. Far side, left corner, Javian Downey is cut off. And will he, yep, got a foul called. Asagi will pick up his first foul. Mosa Asagi with his first. And we get a media timeout, 15-27 to play in the second half. The Grizzlies leading by 2, 38-36 against State Fair. Back in a minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top-quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers, too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
38-36, and we've played 4.5 minutes of the second half, Curtis. And I think, you know, it seemed like we were trending down a little bit toward the end of the first half, and it seems like we've just kind of stayed on that same path here.
Yeah, we've had some lack of energy and not really controlling the ball too well so far.
Inbound play, Whitaker in the corner underneath. Now out front, Jonathan White drives in, hangs, shoots the floater, and it won't go. Rebound, Ethan Smith goes up, and he can't get it to go, and it's picked up by Riley Whitaker. Wraparound pass to the far left corner. White drives now. He'll be cut off, and the Grizzlies reset. Riley to the right point. Urgy drives the lane, puts up a floater. Good. Urgy Hanami with a big basket for the Grizzlies.
A soft touch there to get that floater to go down as well.
Urgy has 5 points tonight. 40-36, Grizzlies by four. Garza out front, guarded by a smaller Jonathan White. Pull up from 10 feet. Faces up, no good. Rebound to Whitaker. Grizzlies come back with Javian Downing. Up the left sideline now. He'll hold up and wait for help. Gets a high screen. Moves out front to the right corner, or on the right wing, that is. Now back to the left side. Riley, left corner, Javian. Jonathan White blows by his guy and now throws it away. Out of bounds, turnover, Grizzlies.
That's a good thought there by White, though, to get out to the shooter. Just a little off there.
Still a ton of time to go in the ballgame. 14 minutes, 30 seconds. Grizzlies by 4, 40-36. This is a Region 16 game. This is a huge, huge game for the Grizzlies. Really need to win this game. Garza out front, down the key, on the run. Left-hander off the board, no good. Rebound, Urgy Hanami for the Grizzlies. Javian Downey with it. Crossover, beats his guy, drives all the way and lays it up and good. That was a very subtle crossover, but boy, was it a good one.
Well, that was a great move. I think his defender Garza was distracted because all the way down the court and back down to this side, he's talking to the ref the whole time.
Bradford out front. Backs his guy down. Big height advantage inside on White. Puts it high off the board and good.
High end weight advantage there.
Bradford with 6.5. And now 14 for the game. 30-second timeout. And we'll go ahead and hold it here during the timeout and say thanks to everybody that took part in the Brightland Event Expo here at the West Plains Civic Center today. And a good time was had by all. So we had the Brightland Event Expo this morning till about 2 this afternoon, or 3 this afternoon, and Grizzly basketball here tonight. Next week, basketball-wise, we'll have West Plains High School basketball from the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Tournament. And we'll have Zizzers on Tuesday and Thursday night against Marshfield and Hartville. We'll have the Grizzlies next Wednesday night here against Three Rivers. In the backcourt, Grizzlies play it in. Up by 4. Full court pressure now by State Fair. Richardson gets it over the timeline, barely. Sean Glass with it. Now Ryan dribbles over, left side, hesitates, goes baseline, lobs it out front, Javian Downey, 10 on the shot clock. To the right wing, Glass wide open, got a 3, and it's good. Sean has 9, it's back out to a 7-point lead. Down the key all the way. Bradford goes up with the shot as he cut across the lane and got blocked by Ethan Smith, but Ethan will be called for his first foul.
I feel like Bradford plays a little bit of bully ball and just uses his weight and kind of maybe gives a little bit of an elbow as well as he drives down.
Well, if you're, let's just say, for instance, you're a 6'1" guard and suddenly you get switched and you've got 6'6" and about 250 probably. First free throw is good by Bradford. He really didn't get that involved in the first half. Made a couple threes, but he was saving it for this half, I guarantee you. 45-39, next one good, 45-40. And State Fair will call off the press here, and they'll pick up man-to-man, and the Grizzlies bring it up by five. 13 minutes to go. Richardson down the key all the way, and he'll be fouled on the trip. A holding foul will be called against State Fair's Mosa Asagi, his second. Grizzlies have Ethan Smith, Riley Whitaker, Sean Glass, Javian Downey, and Ryan Richardson out there at this moment. Inbound play in the corner. Ethan Smith has it. Curls over the top, down the key, and the layup, no good. Got fouled, and he'll shoot two. And again, the benefit of having 6'8" getting the ball to the basket. Yep. Didn't score, but he got fouled.
And I think that might be on Bradford.
If it is, that's his first one. Yep. Can't get anything by Curtis. First try is no good. One more try, 45-40. Ethan Smith. And next one, no good. Rebound pulled down by Mosa Asagi. Five-point game, 45-40. Down the key, spinning to the middle. Gunnels knocked away. Good play by Ethan Smith, stolen by Javian Downey. Javian feeds it inside, wide open. Layup good by Sean Glass. Great play by Javian Downey that time.
Yeah, great way to drive down and then find the open man underneath the bucket.
47-40. You know, we needed somebody to give us a little spark. Here's Branzer with a three. That's no good. Ball is going to be rebounded by Ethan Smith for the Grizzlies.
Ethan's played really well tonight.
Really has. JD has it. Gets a screen. Goes right. Now picks it up. Far side of the court. Ryan Richardson. Gave Curtis a heart attack with that pass. Drop step baseline. Up. Oh, ball stripped away from Ethan Smith. And the players hook up a little bit, mouth each other a little bit. Now technical foul on somebody.
Getting a little chippy down there.
People say, well, why does that happen? Well, if you were down there and taking part in what was all going on, you probably would have a better understanding of why things like that happen.
Yeah. If you've never played a sport, I mean, even in a pickup game, it's kind of hard to describe.
Ethan Smith got called for the foul. And so a double technical. Okay. That'll be a third foul on Ndaya for State Fair. Ethan with that foul plus a technical foul. So now he's got three. All right, 47-40. Under 12 minutes to play in the ball game. Branzer lost the ball, got it back though at this point. Now they'll fire a long three. That's no good. Rebound, Ryan Richardson for the Grizzlies. Up the left sideline. Ryan goes to the wing, picks up the dribble. Back out to the point, Sean Glass. This is a mismatch. Downey's got a much bigger, he's got Bradford on him. In the left corner, Richardson three, no good. Ball will be rebounded by Sam Bradford. Bradford up the right side. Got to stop the ball. Stop his dribble. He spins to the middle. Goes up with a shot. No good. Rebound. Lionel Kimwimba. Ryan Richardson now. In the front court, Grizzlies try to increase this lead. A three would make it 10. Sean Glass. Bad pass. Stolen. Picked up. Gunnels the other way. All the way. Lays it up and good.
Bit of miscommunication there by, I think, Glass and Whitaker, or Glass and Richardson.
Well, what a difference that makes. Instead of going up by 9 or 10, now you're only up to 5 again.
Yeah.
Sean Glass to the right, off the screen. Tried to bounce it between the legs of the defender, and now tie up on the floor, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. Somebody called timeout.
I think they said 33, so Lionel.
Well, Lionel was aware of his surroundings and called the timeout. 10:42 to play in the second half. Grizzlies by five over State Fair, 47-42, and back in a minute on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
10:42 to go in the second half. Grizzlies 47, State Fair 42. Yesterday was Neil Diamond's birthday. He was 84.
Are a wealth of knowledge.
Worthless knowledge. Inbound pass. White shoots a quick three. No good. Tipped out of bounds by the Roadrunners. It'll stay Grizzly ball and get a brand new shot clock. I say that because they're playing Sweet Caroline over here. You hear that everywhere you go. You hear it more now than you did back then. Inbound play, Ryan. Can't get it in. Lob pass, got it in to Lionel. Back to Ryan in the corner. Richardson is being picked up by Brodsner. To the right baseline, Ryan circles back out. Out to Lionel, hands it back. Curling down the lane, Richardson back to the middle. Goes up, no good. Got fouled, he'll shoot two. And John Brandner is having a real hard time guarding Ryan Richardson going to the basket.
And he's telling somebody about it, maybe himself. I can't tell.
Second foul on John Brandner. Ryan Richardson, one out of two tonight. First free throw here, no good. Urji Hunami is in. Sean Glass is out. We need all these free throws. Next try is good. But the Grizzlies tonight are 5 out of 13 from the free throw line.
And that does not help things.
This is going to be a tight game, and you win and lose them at the free throw line. Just about every time. Right side, Gunnels fires a deep three, and that's good. His first of the night. And he now has 7. That makes it a 3-point game, 48-45. Grizzlies win it, up 3. Jonathan White goes right, spins against the defender. Now outside, here's Urji. Crossover at the free throw line, back out to Ryan Richardson. Jonathan White, right point. Ryan on the left side. 7 on the shot clock. Baseline drive. Baseline floater is off the side iron, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds off the Grizzlies. Lionel Kimwimba. And it'll go at State Fair, and they can tie with a 3 here with 9:41 to go. Now is that time where you got to dig a little deeper. You're going to win a tight-reaching game over on the right sideline. Bradford has it, guarded by Urji Hunami. That's a much better matchup for the Grizzlies. Bradford gives it over. Osaga lost it, picked up by Bradford inside. Right-hand reverse is good. 48-47, 1-point game. Urji Hunami out on the right point. Gives it over to Ryan Richardson. Back out front. Left wing, White, open. 3 ball is no good. And the rebound will be controlled by the Roadrunners, and they can take their first lead right here. Gunnels at the right side. Picked up by Ryan Richardson. Sean Glass will check in here in a little bit. Free throw line, Gunnels to the corner, open for the lead, Brandner good. John Brandner with a 3, and the Roadrunners have their first lead of the night, 50-48. Over on the left side, back out to the right wing now, to the corner, Jonathan White dribbles over, picks up the dribble. Bounce pass in, bounce pass inside, layup no good by Lionel. And who, man, he got hit from behind, it sure looked like. Missed the shot. Back comes State Fair with it. Ethan Smith will check in. 8 minutes to play. Three Gunnels banked it off the backboard. No good. It almost went in.
It did. I don't know how it didn't.
I'd have got up and gone home if that had gone in. 50-48 Grizzlies. They can tie it here. Ryan Richardson out on the left wing. Goes left baseline. Cut off to the corner. Bad pass. Tipped out of bounds. He'll stay with the Grizzlies. 7:35 to go. 50-48 State Fair. We win this game. I'm going to go home and I'm going to celebrate with blackberry cobbler and vanilla ice cream. And if we don't win, I'm going to drown my sorrows in blackberry cobbler and vanilla ice cream. 7:35 to go in the ball game. 50-48 State Fair. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Someone's got to win this game. May as well be us. Inbound play for the Grizzlies. Javian Downey has it out front. Down by two. 50-48. Corner. Three for the lead. Glass. No good. Long rebound is tipped long. Picked up by Downey. He dribbles between defenders. Left wing for three again. Glass. No good again. Rebounded by Bradford for State Fair. There are certain points of the game where you really need a ball to go in, and that was one of those times we could really have used one.
It sure was.
Gunnels up high, hand checked by Glass. They'll pick and roll out high with Bradford. They'll give it back to Bradford, picked up by Hanami. He is a freak of a matchup. Now he shoots a long three, no good, and Blaine Harris with a rebound. If he would like to shoot that shot for the next 7 minutes, I fully support that.
I'd let him do it.
Downey on the right baseline for the Grizzlies. Lob down low. Posting up Smith. Threw it way high now to bounce turnover on MSU West Plains. And that is our seventh of the half. 11th for the game. And Ethan will come out after error mailing that one to the scorer's table. Lionel Kumwimba comes in.
I wish Ethan would have taken advantage of that bit of a mismatch he had over the smaller defender.
State Fair with it, up by two. 6.5 minutes to go. Off a moving screen, fade away from the right elbow. Good by Gunnell.
He's a thorn in our side tonight, and he was last year as well.
Sean Glass in the front court. We really could use a basket here. They're going to clear out and see if he can get one. Off a screen, Downey kicks it to the corner. Riley's got a three. That's way short. Picked up inside Glass. Way up is good.
The way it was bouncing, I didn't know if it was going to go down.
Did that shot by Riley get blocked?
I don't know. I hope it did because it was not pretty.
It was 5 feet short. 52-50. State Fair by two now. Out front. Ndaya to the point guard. Gunnels drives in, leans in, shoots. No good. Rebound. Let's go with it, boys. We're going to hold it up. Up the left side, Glass. Two to tie, three to take the lead. Glass back out front. Riley to the right corner. Wrap around to the baseline. Ergy, now here's a good matchup. Ergy kicks it over. Glass drives in, lost the basketball, and a turnover and a foul on the Grizzlies. Or is it? Yep. Well, a foul and a turnover.
Now on Lionel is second.
Urji Hanami will check out. And the Roadrunners have the basketball up by two. 5:25 to go. Boy, we've missed some shots here in the second half that at times really have improved things. Now down the lane, here's a drive ball blocked by Lionel and taken away by Richardson. Up the right side, Glass takes it to the basket. Goes up and no good, but he got fouled on the play. Grizzlies wanted a goaltend call. That foul on Brandner is number three, and the free throw shooter is Sean Glass. Sean 0 for 1 tonight from the line, and he has 13 points. First try, back iron, no good. Boy, we have just killed ourselves at the free throw line tonight. Holy smokes. And no good again. 5 out of 15. And down by two. On the right side, Bradford guarded by Richardson. He'll just raise up and shoot it. But he'll put it on the deck. Baseline, leans in, shoots, no good. Riley Whitaker with a really good, tough rebound on the weak side that time. For the Grizzlies, back they come from left to right in the khakis. Crossover, Richardson drives the lane, goes up, no good, but he got fouled. And he'll shoot too. That is our best offense, is simply just have someone go to the basket.
Yeah. I think that'll be on Indaya, I think. Let's see.
Let's see. How many is he? That's his fourth. Free throw. No good by Ryan Richardson.
I mean, it doesn't help to get to the free throw line if we're not going to make him count when we get there. So.
I cannot make bricks without straw. No good again. State Fair with the basketball. 4:23 to go. Four minutes left, and we're stuck on 50 right now. Here's Brander, goes up for the shot. Partially blocked. Nope, foul on the play. Jonathan Dwight.
Oh, my.
And that will be two shots.
Oh, my. I don't know about that one.
4:13 to go. Brander will go to the line shooting two, and so far tonight he has 8 points. First free throw attempt of the evening. And the first one is good.
The Grizzlies have scored 14 points in this half so far. We're 4 minutes left in the game, and I believe we had 13 minutes left in the first half, and we already had 13 points. So definitely a tale of two halves.
54-50. Ryan Richardson in the front court. Grizzlies need a basket. Riley Whitaker on the left side. Hands it back to Javian Downing. Ryan on the left wing. Hesitates. Gets in the lane. Back out to Javian. Out to Ryan at the point. Fires a three, and it's no good. Rebound to Riley Whitaker. Grizzlies keep it. And now Downey is cut off. Baseline tipped out of bounds by Gunnell. Stays with the Grizzlies with 14 on the shot clock. Timeout, 3:41 to play in the ball game with the score. State Fair 54, Grizzlies 50. Back in a minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit ozarkshealthcare.com.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, 3:41 to play. The Grizzlies down by 4, 54-50. That doesn't sound like much, and it's not, 4 points, but as tough, we have 14 points in the second half, as Curtis pointed out. 14 points in 17 minutes. Grizzlies ball underneath, though. Inbound to Javian. Cut off on the baseline. Bad pass in. It's taken by Richardson. Pump fake, pump fake. Up good. That was really big. 3:28 to play, down by two. Out on the wing. Gunnels has it. He holds it. 15 on the shot clock. Just holding it out there. Matt Brown on the sideline tells him go. Gunnels. Bradford has it. Dribbles underneath. Stripped away. Out of bounds. Stays with State Fair with 5 on the shot clock. Sean Glass, Ethan Smith check in for the Grizzlies. Jonathan White, Lionel Kamwemba check out. Gunnels will throw the ball inbounds. Where's Bradford at? Here's the inbounds to point. They'll shoot from there for 3. No good. Rebound underneath, but back up. Blocked by Ethan Smith. Saved by Brandner. And they'll have a new shot clock. They'll move it outside with Osagi. Around the right side, Bradford. High screen, moving screen. Ball knocked away, loose on the floor. And it'll go into the backcourt. Out of bounds, last touch. They're going to stay by the Grizzlies. And Jared Fay is really up in arms about that call. So 3 on the shot clock. State Fair has to throw it in on the other side of midcourt. They'll force the 3. It rims off. No good. Rebound. State Fair. Grizzlies get it, though, with Richardson. 2:35 to go. Ryan all the way to the hole. Goes up. And a whistle. He got fouled, and he'll shoot 2 with 2:32 to go. That'll be the 10th foul, so it'll be an automatic 2 shots, not the 1-1.
What a chaotic sequence. A shot clock almost buzzer beater there that went down, and then so much.
He nearly made a ridiculous shot.
He did.
Ryan Richardson at the line. Let's go. Let's make some of these. No good. One for 9 in the second half from the free throw line. No good. Rebound by Ndaya. And now 54-52 with 2:20 to play. Baseline, Bradford works his way in. He'll bowl to the basket. Throws it off the glass. Good. Foul in the play. Basket counts. Bradford now with 20. And back to a 4-point game.
And like we were saying, Harlan, it's a quiet 20. And I feel like the game just kind of slows down for Bradford, and he plays at his own pace. And, he's just a scorer.
So Bradford with a bucket in one, 4th foul on Ethan Smith. And the free throw is good. Down by 5 with 2:15 to go, and we have got to score. Sean Glass to the right wing. Ryan Richardson. Javian Downey drives in, hangs, and shoots. No good. Fight for the rebound. We'll get a foul call inside, probably on State Fair.
I'm hoping it's on Ndaya. That'd be his 5th. And it is.
He fouls out of the ball game with 5 points. two shots. Lionel Kamwimba, one out of two tonight from the line. 1:57 to go. Free throw is no good.
I think no matter how this game ends, these guys are going to be after practice, before practice, during practice, shooting free throws.
Or after the game.
That too.
Next try. Oh, they're in the lane too soon. Lionel shoots, no good. That's a lane violation, so we'll get another crack at it. And Urgy will come in for Javian Downey. And good. Lionel makes one. It's a four-point game, though. Got to get a stop, 57-53. Gunnell's out on the right side. To the right corner to Bradford. Bodies up. That's an offensive foul. Bradford put a shoulder into Riley Whitaker and knocked him to the floor. And Bradford picks up his third.
I feel like Bradford's been doing that a lot more than just then, but good to get the call there at least.
Riley's good at drawing charges. He's also pretty good at flopping.
Well, and that's a good matchup for us with Whitaker on Bradford. They're about the same, close to the same weight anyway.
Minute 30 to go. Got a score. Ryan at the point. Left corner. Riley's got a three look, and it's no good. And the ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. And Jared Fay and a whole bunch of other people are up in arms. And now Ernest Grayer will talk to one of his compadres, and it'll be Grizzly. Nope, we're not going to change it. Wow.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
1:24 to go. State Fair ball up by four, 57-53. They're in no big rush. Brander has it on the sideline, picked up by Sean Glass. To the left elbow. Pull-up jumper is in and out, and the rebound is going to be fought for, and we'll get a jump ball call, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. All right, you got at least two possessions left in the game. You come down, you get a really good shot as quick as you can to try and make it a two-point game or one. 1 minute to play. Make it a two-for-one sort of a deal here at the end with shot clock. Urgy has it. Dribbles to the wing. Back out to Lionel, back to Urgy. Drives baseline to the corner. Sean with a three, and that's a barely hits the side of the rim. Rebound picked up by State Fair, and a foul be called on the Grizzlies in the backcourt with 43.6 to go in the ball game, and this is starting to look a little bleak. So Ryan Richardson gets his second foul. Lionel comes out of the ball game. Ethan Smith comes in. Still a two-possession game. Bradford from the line tonight, 4 out of 4. Missed it. Rebound. Sean Glass gets it. Got away with a walk. Here we go back the other way. Riley catches, shoot for three. Left wing, no good. Rebound long to the far corner. Riley catches, bounces it off a leg, out of bounds, and Riley Whitaker and,
oh
boy,
my.
Jared Fay finally got teched up, and that's the maddest I have ever seen him. And now another tech, and he's kicked out of the ballgame.
And Urgy's trying to hold him back, but I can understand his frustration.
Well, I'm sure he's frustrated on several different fronts, really.
Well, yes. But that was clearly out on a state. I'm up here two floors up, and that was clearly out on State Fair. He was out of bounds with it on his back.
So it'll be the ball is out of bounds, called out of bounds off the Grizzlies. And so we'll have technical foul shots at the other end, and this will put the game pretty much away as Sam Bradford goes to the line. Or it could put the game away. Free throw, first one good. No good. You'll get two more. No good. And here's the real killer of the whole thing. They get the ball after this. And good. Two out of four for Bradford.
And then he puts up the quiet sign.
He is. 59-53. 31.9 left. About all we can do is foul now. Not immediately, but once that ball gets over the over midcourt, down by six. Inbound. Quick foul. It'll be two shots for Alex Gunnels, the point guard for State Fair. So Sean Glass gets the foul. And State Fair's Alex Gunnels, first free throw try is no good. Jalen Heisen was in barely. Now comes back out. Next try is good. That was big. That makes it a three-possession game now. Richardson, three. Right wing. No, it's good. It hung on the rim and finally dropped. 60-56. Go ahead and foul. There it is. With 23 seconds to go. Bradford, who made the first four free throws he tried tonight, has missed three out of the last five he's tried. He'll get two shots here. First one good. Still two possession, and it'll still be a two possession game even if this one goes in. And good. Richardson, three, right point, rounded out. Rebound put back up by Riley Whitaker. That's good. Gunnels, Brandner, fouled, 11 seconds to go, down four. John Brandner, who's two out of two from the line, will go to the line for safe pair. Boy, it's such a killer to lose these close home games. But the game really seemed, you know, once we had that pretty good stretch, first 10 minutes of the first half, since then, it just seemed to go slowly but surely kind of go the other way.
Yeah, there wasn't the same type of energy. It just kind of slowly, I don't want to say drained, but it just went down slowly.
He missed them both. 10 seconds. Long up the floor, ball stolen, picked up by Richardson. He'll go up, lay it up good. Timeout. Grizzlies with 4.5 seconds to go in the ball game.
I thought Garza was out of bounds when he had the ball, but still ended up in the bucket, so I guess all right.
Well, you know, it's not. If we foul immediately, as soon as they throw the ball in bounds, we should have at least three seconds.
Yeah.
And you can get the ball up the floor and get a good shot in that amount of time.
It'll just depend on if it's a 3 or 4 point game. Which Grizzly fans are now making some noise in this last 30 seconds, especially during the State Fair free throws.
At halftime, the Grizzlies, if you're just checking to see what's happened, Grizzlies had a 36-28 halftime lead. They led 13-2 to start the ball game. But their free throw shooting has just killed them tonight. Just absolutely killed them. Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So, holy cow. 6 out of 22 from the free throw line. That's 27%, R. All right, here's the inbound in the backcourt. They pass it to Bradford. He gets fouled immediately. 3.5 seconds to play in the ball game. That's all right. They did what they had to do there. They fouled very quickly. Javian Downey in. Urji Hunami, Riley Whitaker, everybody out there. The Grizzlies have the capabilities of making a three. We get this basketball down 2 or 3. Doesn't matter. But if he makes 2, it's over. Bradford needs to miss one. Ethan Smith just fouled out. Free throw good. And this could be the coup de grace. And it's good. So the Roadrunners will win this game. 3 seconds to go. Downey brings it down, shoots a 3. Good. And that's the ball game. Grizzlies lose by 1, 64-63. And with that, who you want to choose for the Don's Auto Service Player of the Game?
I think I'm going to go Lionel with his work on the boards and his offensive performance tonight.
Good job. Lionel Kimwimba with 8 points, but he got to so many offensive rebounds and loose balls in the first half. It was very, very impressive, some of the work we saw him put in. But wasn't enough. Grizzlies fall 64-63. And we'll have the Sharpshooter Award when we come back in just a moment at our Grizzly Post game on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top-quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers, too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, more than up on store.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Your final score in the ballgame is 64-63. The Grizzlies go down to 9-12 and 2-4 in conference play. State Fair is 14-6 and 2-3 in league competition. The Don's Auto Service Player of the Game for the Grizzlies, Lionel Kimwimba, and the Sharpshooter of the Game. Well, we didn't have very many threes tonight. Ryan Richardson made a couple, so by default, he becomes our Don's Auto, actually Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Sharpshooter of the Game, Don's Auto Service Player of the Game, Lionel Kimwimba. So he's probably not in the best of spirits to be talking here after the game, especially after getting kicked out of it there at the end. But it's bound to be a very frustrating night for Coach Fay and the Grizzlies as they go down. But sometimes when you lose a one-point game, you think, boy, this play here or that shot there, you can go right down the line. This game, you don't have to look very far at all. When you shoot 6
out of 22 from the free throw line, you are not going to win any basketball game you're playing.
Not at all. And even if you shoot 50%, 11 for 22, you have five more points, you win this game 68-64. So it's just come down to free throw shooting. They're free for a reason.
It's not very complicated sometimes. And when you miss 16 free throws and lose by one, well, that sums it up. Grizzlies lose by one. Next ball game will be Wednesday night here against Three Rivers. And, again, thanks in the studio to Dylan Groves, Drew Joyce over here on the camera, Curtis Blue to my right. Grizzlies come up a point short tonight. State Fair 64-63 as we say goodnight from Section 106 of the West Plains Civic Center.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports. Brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.